This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an address at Hanoi's National Convention Center Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said Americans and Vietnamese are, quoting now, embarking on a 100-year journey together.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together.
The president spoke before an audience of more than 2,000 people. He touched on the topics of economic development and human rights, arguing that the two often go hand in hand. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture the areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces are advancing from three different directions. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to appoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack. But members of the Taliban's leadership council have reportedly been meeting at an undisclosed location to elect a new leader. There are reports that an announcement could be expected within the next couple of days. A senior member of the group's leadership council has urged Taliban fighters not to draw conclusions about the fate of Mansour in the wake of what he called self-created reports. Greek authorities began the evacuation of a makeshift refugee camp in Indomeni Tuesday. The camp houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities say no force will be used in evacuating refugees. This is VOA News. The executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change told the World Health Assembly people's health depends on halting climate warming. Lisa Schlein reports.
Cristiano Figueres praises the groundbreaking Paris Climate Change Agreement, noting 177 countries have signed the deal and that it is likely to come into force in the next year or two.
If over the next 5 years we do not fundamentally change what we're doing in the energy sector, in the transportation sector, in the building sector, and all of those sectors that are emitting, we are in danger of reaching a tipping point.
Figueres is calling on the WHO to inform people that whatever happens in climate change will affect health. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
While President Barack Obama promoted trade opportunities between the United States and Asia, U.S. senators of both political parties are telling VOA there is virtually no chance Congress will approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the near future. That pact would reduce trade barriers among 12 Pacific nations that account for 40% of global economic output. While strongly backed by most American business groups, TPP is fiercely opposed by labor unions, environmental groups, and some human rights organizations. Family members of EgyptAir MS-894 victims gave DNA samples to authorities on Tuesday to help identify body parts recovered from the Mediterranean Sea. Investigators are still working to find the plane's black boxes that could help explain why the Airbus 320 jet vanished from radar last Thursday. Searchers have found small body parts in the sea, but no definitive evidence yet of an explosion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that his government will scrap a migrant readmission arrangement with the European Union unless the EU authorizes visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Mr. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul at the close of a United Nations humanitarian conference called to address the current migrant crisis. The blunt warning is the latest sign of rising Turkey-EU tensions. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. The Democratic National Committee announced Monday that the group tasked with formulating the party platform, or statement of positions on various issues, will include five representatives picked by Senator Bernie Sanders and six by former Secretary of State Bill Clinton. Clinton and Sanders are competing to become the party's presidential candidates. Another four members will be chosen by DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher Tuesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.